Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. And I got to
give... You know, I've noticed over the years, your head's getting bigger and bigger.
Well, I do. They have widened the doors in my office for to try to get through. That's the lilting voice of Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen. My friend and critic, Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President of Insperity, Sales and Marketing, and as you know, I'm broadcasting live from their tournament, the Invitational, Insperity Invitational here in the Woodlands. Jay and I have been talking about a number of different things, and Jay is VP of EVP of sales and marketing. You mentioned sales earlier about the difficulty in finding employees, but especially qualified salespeople.
Right. You're about salespeople that can talk good, smell good, look good, but they may not be able to sell anything.
That's right. How are the millennials doing?
Yeah,
I'm meeting them. I'm going into your districts and meeting them. I'm kind of impressed with some of them.
I would say the same thing. I mean, I think there's... There's this broad brush, you know, swath millennials.
Yeah.
There is not any – there's no broad brush for a baby boomer X-er or Y or G or whatever they all are, you know. And we are seeing – I'm also impressed. I mean, we typically hire in that 44, mid-40s, mm-hmm. and because we need all the experience.
That's business the trailing edge of the Gen Xers.
Right, and so that's exactly right. So now we're starting. We've got 30 somethings, right? They're there, mm-hmm. and man, they really have. It seems to me, a pretty insatiable appetite to learn. And back with some of the Gen X and maybe baby boomers, it was like, you know, kind of a lot of lone wolves. He's like, well, nah, yeah. Well, I got this, and they didn't have it, mm-hmm. you know. And so I'm not sure we had it back then either, but we were at least moving forward. But now, no, it's I'm impressed.
The thing that I think is going to be to their advantage and to your advantage, and anybody who needs a salesperson, as you well know, I wrote a book about this. The marketplace has changed. The relationship between customers and sellers has changed.
Yes.
And if you've got any baggage, any age of the seller, 20th century baggage, it's in your way.
Right.
These millennials don't have that baggage.
No.
And so if you come to them with new approaches, new tools, new ways of thinking about reaching out to people, a lot of it with technology.
Yes, technology.
They're not tripped up.
Nope. They jump right into it.
It makes a big difference.
They actually make us a little better because they maybe in previous lives, because these people do have experience, you know, they have some observations that we hadn't thought about. So
and
there's no monopoly on this stuff. I mean, we're all learning as we go. There's no one that knows everything, but I'm impressed. And so I think their attitude about giving back to the community is real, and so that helps us attract them, because our values line up with what they're seeking. Now maybe it's a little idealistic on their part, you know, in some cases.
Well,
but that's okay.
They're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. I've said that many times. Hmm. I believe that. Because they're the most unpretentious generation I've ever been around.
Wow, well, that could be true.
That's
true.
They're no nonsense. Yep. I mean, they don't take a lot of BS, mm-hmm. and they don't from corporations either. So as you say, if you're corporations, I think corporations with real values that can demonstrate values, and not be just lip service. I think those are the people who would do better with the millennials. But the thing the millennials are going to have to learn is their customers have new rules, but there's still some of them have been around a while. They're going to have to learn how to relate to an older customer.
Yeah, that's why we end up with the sales folks that in the age brackets they're in, because they're relating to the person that's, you know, business owner, successful business owners you know, tend to be 40s, 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not that people can't be successful young. Of course they can, but still the majority are that bracket.
That's right. So, that's exactly right.
But yeah. But I think also the buyer, you mentioned the buyer. The buyer, I think, is more receptive to younger people. Not less judgmental of, you know, what mm-hmm. behind the ear kind of crap, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the dichotomy of it. Is yeah. that, you know, it's all working, I think. But you got to be where the market is, and the marketplace. Your book, you know, Age of the Customer, is a perfect example of describing how people buy differently. Mm-hmm. You know, and they expect you to qualify them before you ever see them.
That's right.
And exactly. know something about them.
Yeah, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thanks for the great tournament. Thanks for hosting us.
Thanks
for all that you do.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, Sperity, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Sperity. He'll be back one of these days. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.